Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Agent Customer, is agentcustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of the Galen Institute, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Nobody's working harder, folks, to try to get this horrible law, Obamacare, out of our lives and something that we can deal with into it, into our lives. Grace Marie, thanks for all your efforts. The first thing we have to remember is Obamacare is collapsing. It is going down in flames, isn't it?
And I think people don't realize one of the reasons, not the only one, but one of the reasons for the urgency in getting this passed is that it is a rescue mission. Obamacare is failing because insurers are not going to participate in dozens, maybe hundreds of counties because they are losing so much money. And so we've got to rescue it so that the people who are in those counties and eligible for exchange coverage will have some place to go to buy their policy.
Hearing every day about this company and that company leaving states with one supplier of insurance or some counties with none, how can the Democrats defend that?
I know, and they're blaming President Trump. They haven't made any changes to the law.
Nobody's touched
it. And yet they're saying this is the failure is now the result and the fault of the
Where's
Trump
the shame? Where's the shame, Grace Marie?
Congress just makes me crazy. They're trying to rescue this from this failed law. Obamacare has failed. We've got to rescue it. And they are doing this through a tortured process that allows them to access only some of it. I think they're doing a really good job as much as they can within the constraints
so,
of the process.
So in the last segment, I wanted you to tell us explain to people why a full repeal and replace isn't possible right now, number one, because that's confusing to a lot of people. Number two, we keep hearing about these numbers, the uninsured. I remember hearing about the uninsured under Hillary Care 25 years ago. There was this many people were under, it was like 43 million people were uninsured 25 years ago, Grace Marie. And so now they're saying 22 million people are going to be uninsured under the Senate bill. Those numbers wind up in the headlines, but they really don't mean anything, do they?
What they mean, the CBO is maybe alone on the planet in believing that the individual mandate is actually at some point in the future going to work. This is the mandate that says we all have to buy the insurance that government tells us we have to have, even if we can't afford it. But they believe that if the individual mandate goes away and the Senate bill and the House bill both zero out the individual mandate, that if that goes away, that 22 million people will decide over the next 10 years, I don't want to buy health insurance, I'm not buying it, and therefore I will be uninsured. They're not saying...
But that's not how it's being reported.
I know it.
Let me stop. Hang on. Folks, what's being reported is the mean Senate is going to prevent these people from having insurance.
They're doing that, and then they're saying, well, the subsidies are going to be so awful, and the structure of this bill is so awful that people are going to lose their insurance. No. People are going to decide to drop their insurance. The CBO says, for example, next year that several million people on Medicaid who pay nothing for their coverage would drop it because the individual mandate goes away. Same thing with people with job-based health insurance. Mm-hmm. Same people with exchange share. Even if you're eligible for big subsidies, they say if the individual mandate goes away and people aren't forced by the federal government to buy health insurance, they will drop it.
But
that's what those numbers mean.
And also, folks, what they don't tell you is, what the CBO doesn't finish up with is, okay, if there are 22 million people uninsured, this doesn't count the 50 million people or the 80 million people whose rates will come down to the point where they can afford it.
That's right.
Under the Senate bill.
And they cannot, the CBO is incapable, apparently, of considering any dynamic forces. In fact, that this bill would give the state so much more power. The federal government can't access the regulations, but the states can. They're tweaking one part of Obamacare, Section 1332. They give states the authority to make decisions about their health insurance markets. The states will have vast power to be able to revive and to help their health insurance markets heal, making their own changes to regulations, even how the tax credits are spent. And they're integrating Medicaid and CHIP and exchange money. The states are going to have huge powers over this. The CBO gives this bill zero credit for that dynamic in being able to offer policies that people will actually want to buy at the state level.
See, folks, there's so many. I know you're seeing these things in the headlines. That's the reason I wanted Grace and Rita to clear these up, because they're not giving you all the information. So somebody has a bad wreck, and the headline says, the patient took 8 pints of blood. Well, guess what? The patient's not only alive, but they're thriving now. Yeah, they had a problem, but you can't have these headlines tell you the story about what's going on.
You've got to look a level deeper. And really, the Wall Street Journal's coverage of this is really good.
Yep.
People should look at Forbes that I write for regularly.
Yep.
There are some pieces on National Review online. But the way to access all this, ObamacareWatch.org.
Go there,
and we'll give you the truth.
ObamacareWatch.org. Also, Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. When we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie to tell us what to handicap the vote coming up. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.